yeah. Amen, amen. Hey, hug somebody's neck, shake their hand, give them a high five, something. Or just go ahead and be seated if you want to. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, so glad you're here. Welcome you to Bethel today. We're excited to come hang out with you. How many of you love coming to church on Sunday morning and worshiping the Lord? Can I hear a good amen? So let me just say, we're excited today. I'll just get straight to the rat killing. We are in week number 3 of our building campaign. If you did not notice when you came in, it's a little bit awkward when you pull up to this campus out here. And you got to finagle your way around, and you got to walk through some mud, and you got to walk through a torn down building and around this and over here and down the corner and this way. And so, you know what? Praise the Lord, we are building a new building out here. Then we're going to get to come, and yeah, it's going to be so exciting. And so just to give you a little bit of update, I'll tell you this. The forms are supposed to be put up tomorrow. The plumbing, the rough plumbing will be in Wednesday. And on May the 27th, they're going to pour the foundation out there. So things are underway just to give you an idea of what's going on. And so we're here. And today I want us to talk about something. We have 2 weeks left. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about giving today. We're going to talk about giving. And I'm going to tell you something straight up right quick. Everybody listen. Let me hear you say a good amen. Look. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about giving today. And it's no secret we're trying to raise money. It's no secret we're trying to build a building. But I'm going to tell you the message that I'm talking about today about giving, it is a biblical principle. And it will work in your life beyond trying to build a building. And so I want to tell you this. If you're a visitor here today, you know what? We're not trying to get you to give towards this building fund. We're glad you're here to worship God with us. But I'm going to tell you the principle of giving will work in your marriage. It will work raising children. It will work in your finances. It will work. Giving will work today. So I want you to know that's what we're going to be talking about today. Next week, we're going to come together on Sunday morning. You're going to get some literature in a moment. We're going to ask you to give. Ask what will you give over the next 2 years? What will you give sacrificially to go towards getting this building up and getting it paid off? But today, we're going to talk about giving. Everybody shout, give. What does give mean? What does it mean to give? The very definition of give means this. To present something voluntarily without any expectation of return. It's when we see a need, when we see a struggle, when we see an opportunity, and we have been blessed, we just give. And we don't need anything in return. We are giving because God has given unto us first. Can I tell you something right quick? That over the last 23 years of pastoring a church, the last 23 years that we have been here, can I tell you this? The happiest people I know are the people that have learned to give. The happiest people that I know, the people that are most fulfilled and they're most satisfied in life are the people that learn to give. I'm going to read you some quotes right quick from some people. I'm going to read you a quote from a lady named Anne Frank. She was a Jewish Holocaust victim. She died in the Holocaust. And she was a young lady that kept a diary. And one of the statements that she wrote in her diary is this: no one has ever become poor by giving. We're afraid that if we give, we'll be poor. We're afraid that if we give, we'll have to do without. And Anne Frank said, no one has ever become poor by giving. Let me read you a quote by Winston Churchill, one of the greatest leaders of ever in the entire world. He said this: we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. We make a living by what we give. Albert Schweitzer, one of the richest men, one of the smartest men we've ever known, says the only one among you who will be really happy are those who have sought out and found how to give. Everybody shout, give. Those are great quotes from great men. Those are great quotes from great women. Let me give you a quote from the greatest man to ever walk the earth. Let me give you a quote from the Word of God. Let me give you a quote from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse number 35. The Word of God says this: in all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak, and we must remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he himself said this: it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Today we're going to talk about giving. I remember one time, it's probably been 10 years ago, like, we love coffee at my house. We love coffee. We like good coffee. We don't like frou-frou coffee. We don't like coffee with soy milk. We don't like coffee with a bunch of pumps of some kind of man-made syrup. We like good black coffee. Come on, somebody. We like coffee. So one time I was in town and I went to the coffee shop and I was going to get me a cup of coffee. I pulled up to the drive to the little deal where you order. I ordered me a cup of coffee. I drove around to the window. I could almost taste that wonderful black richness. And the lady at the window said this to me: "Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Your coffee has been paid for." And I said to her, "Well, who paid for my coffee?" And I was thinking in my mind, can I tell y'all what I was thinking in my mind? I was thinking in my mind, it must be one of my admirers that saw me in the drive-in line. And then I thought, no, wait, it's probably some female barista in the coffee shop that said, "Who's that handsome guy? I'm going to buy his coffee today." And then I came back to reality and I said, no, it's someone that's heard me preach an awesome anointed message and they just want to buy me a cup of coffee. I said to the lady at the window, who bought this? And she said, it was the person in front of you in line. And I said, well, does the person in front of me in line know me? And she said, I don't know. She said, it's simply that pay it forward kind of thing. Be a blessing to other people. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And at that moment, I was holding my coffee and I smiled, and it wasn't because of my coffee. I smiled and I thought, how cool is that? And I said in that moment, and I'd like to say the Spirit of God spoke to me. And in that moment, I said, well, guess what? Let me just buy the people behind me and let me buy their coffee as well. It made me feel so good, even though I totally got screwed in the deal. Because I ordered a cup of black coffee. Did you know I looked behind me in the rearview mirror? It cost me $26 that day. I looked behind me in my rearview mirror. It was a Prius, y'all. There were four dudes in the Prius with a Dapper Dan haircut, skinny jeans, a Vote for Joe Biden sticker in the window, and a Save the Planet emblem hanging from their rearview mirror. Needless to say, they did not drink black coffee. They must have ordered vegan decaf latte with organic soy milk and six pumps of toffee syrup in there. In spite of my coffee costing $26, I drove away that day feeling some joy. I drove away that day going, somebody has given to me, and now I have given back to somebody else. And I've always tried to be a giver, but from that moment on, I said, I just want to look every day for an opportunity to give to somebody, to give to my wife, to give to my kids, to give to my staff, to give to my friends. And so I was gone this last week. I was gone all week long to Nashville, Tennessee, to a church planting conference. And so I went to this conference. There were 19 families, teams, and people that were going to plant churches, and we got to coach them. 19 churches are being planted. And so it's so exciting. So, yeah, praise the Lord. So about a year ago, I went to a church planting conference, kind of the same deal in Plano, Texas. So we went. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday morning, I got up, and I was fixing to come home. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go get me some breakfast this morning. And so I Googled and I Yelped and I looked and found the best breakfast place in Plano around where I was. And I went to this place. I was going to drink coffee. I had my iPad. I was going to study just a little bit. And as I sat down and I'm ordering and I get my stuff, I notice over here to my left two African-American women eating breakfast together. And I mean, they are so happy. They are so full of joy. Boy, they're just talking back 100 miles an hour. They're having a good time. And so I just said to my waitress, I tell you what, would you grab their waitress and get their ticket? I want to buy their breakfast this morning. I'd never seen these ladies. I didn't know these ladies. I just remembered this principle of giving and being a blessing. I said, I want to buy their breakfast this morning. And when they found out that I bought their breakfast in only African-American style, man, they was like, whoo, boy, you done bought our breakfast, they said. They said, why you do that? I said, girl, I just saw you girls, and y'all was having so much fun, and y'all was laughing, and I just want to be a blessing today. And they said, oh, boy, I knew when you come in here, I just sensed something special about you. I knew the Spirit of God was on you. And, man, they were in their 60s, you know, and I'm just having this banter, and we're talking back and forth, and it was so cool. And I remember saying to them, I just want you to do me one favor. With the joy that you felt today and that I felt when you leave here, next time you're at a restaurant and somebody's sitting next to you, let the Lord lead you and just be a giver and bless somebody else in the same way. And so it was just this cool moment, man. I loved it. We all left there feeling great. Giving just feels good. Giving just feels good. It brings such joy and it brings such satisfaction. Can I tell you something right now? There's a sad reality in the world that we live in these days. There are way more takers in this world than there are givers. Everywhere I look and every place I see, especially the last couple of generations or two, we have done nothing to teach them to give and everything to teach them to take. Give to me. They feel entitled. They are deserved. The world owes it to me. What can I get? We try to gather. Everybody wants to take. And the sad reality is this. As I look in America, I'm 51 years old. And as I look at the America and as I look at the people around me that I know today, we have received more and we have taken more than any other generation before us. And we're the saddest and most miserable generations I've ever seen. Because we've not good at done good at talking about giving and teaching people to give. Talking about giving, can I just say this right quick? I want to just say something to each one of you right here. I want to take a moment to say, every one of you that have given to Bethel Assembly over the last 23 years, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, whether you put $1 or $10 or whether you tithe at the old church or give money down here or give towards this or give towards that, I want to say thank you. I am not ashamed to say I am very thankful for what God has done in my life, in my family's life. I'm very thankful for what God is doing in Bethel Assembly, and I believe we're just getting started. I believe the greater things are yet to come, and can I tell you this, that we wouldn't be where we are without everybody coming together and collaboratively giving towards what God is doing. I want to say thank you. Man, we got this. How many of you know we got an awesome worship team? Come on, y'all. I mean, they are rocking it out, tearing it up. And listen to me, I'm not just talking about Connor. He's just the front man, y'all. You got to have a good rhythm section behind you, and you got to have a good fiddle player. Come on, somebody. And you got to have a guitar player. And not only are you going to have these people up here, you got to have a good system, and you got to have people that are trained to run that system right there. And you got to have people in the back room that are putting the words up here for you to see that. I'm telling you, we got a cool and an awesome worship part, and that couldn't be done for free, and it couldn't be done without every one of you giving towards this thing. You got a handsome pastor, and he's getting smarter every day of the year. I couldn't be here. Salaries couldn't be paid. You wouldn't have coffee bar. We wouldn't have the light system. You know that we support over 20 foreign missionaries at Bethel Assembly on a monthly basis, that we're planting seeds overseas to share the gospel. Do you know that we support about half that many American missionaries in this country, the internet services, that the churches that we've planted in Sweetwater and Albany and Stamford, the benevolence, the disaster relief that we've gotten to give to people in Hodges over there, to the single moms that we've got to help. We couldn't do what we do without all of you coming together and giving. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done for the kingdom of God and for Bethel Assembly. And as we continue to move forward, as we continue to grow spiritually, numerically, and physically, it's going to take all of us giving and giving in a sacrificial way. Can I tell you, I was so blessed last week. We give your kids candy cigarettes, and we give them beef jerky snuff, and it's strategic. We do it that way. We just do. We want them to come down. Last week, when your kids started coming down to get candy, I never forget, this first kid came up to me, and he gave me a $20 bill. I was like, wait a minute, this is not, I'm giving you candy right now. What's the 20 bucks for? And the little boy, it was his birthday. He was 8 years old. He said, it's to put, because I want you to build that building out there. 20 bucks from a young man. By the end of the day, last week, I had $247 that children had given me down here at this front. And they said, every one of them gave it with a smile. Every one of them gave it and said, build that building. Build that building. Can I tell you, today, I got 5, 6, 7, Oh, my gosh, 20. Let me start over because we're homeschooled. 20, 25, 30, $32 from the same young man whose birthday was last Sunday who gave me 20 last week. He gave me $32 today again while he was getting his snuff down here. So can I say this to you? You've done a good job teaching your kids to give. And you know what? Beyond today and the rest of their life, if they are givers, I'm telling you, their life will be fulfilled and they will live in the blessings of God for doing so. So precious that those kids would do that. I want to share with you our main scripture as we move forward, and we're trying to build this building out here because we believe what God is doing is His will. It's His plan. See, we're here. Can I just tell you right quick? We were perfectly content over there doing church in our old building. Can I hear a good amen? It didn't cost no money. We had plenty of room, and we had some structural damage, in case you didn't know. We got zero insurance money, and we had to tear that sucker down because they condemned it and said it's unsafe. We tore it down, and here we sit with all this stuff to go on. And you know what? Here's what I believe. I believe what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn around and make it into good. And so here's our theme scripture, Isaiah 54, verse 2 through 3. Write this one down. Put it in your notes. Write it in your Bible. Highlight it. Isaiah 54, verse 2 through 3. Scripture says, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge it. And let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out and do not hold back. Lengthen the cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. And your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Do you realize for a moment, look at me for a second, do you realize that God has entrusted people like you and me to enlarge our tent? Do you understand that God has said they are responsible enough that I can give them a task to do something that will not only bless this generation, but will bless the next generation, will bless your offspring and your children and your grandchildren? Do you understand that God has entrusted you and I to do something that will transcend generations? Wow, that blows me away. I have so many friends that pastor churches, and they would love to be growing to beyond what they have. I have friends that pastor churches, and they would love to be building another building. They would love to be busting at the seams. But for whatever reason, God didn't choose them worthy, and God didn't count them responsible. But God said, I believe in that people over there at Bethel Assembly, and I'm going to trust them to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all they could ever ask or think. Somebody should have shouted right then. That was so good. Giving. Let me talk to you about giving and we'll start to land this plane. Giving is so special. Giving is full. The Word of God is full of giving scriptures. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, remember this. 2 Corinthians 9:6, remember this. A farmer who only plants a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. Farmers, we live in a farming country. Like, we have a garden at my house. Clara planted two strawberry bushes, because that's all I would let her. But anyways, two strawberry bushes. You know how many strawberries we've got off that thing so far? Two. That's it. We planted about 10 tomato bushes because how many know you can't live in the country without planting some homegrown tomatoes? Can I get a witness? You can't go through the summer without eating a bacon and tomato sandwich with Matt. Come on, somebody. You know how many tomatoes I got right now? I got like 50 tomatoes on my vines. Because the more you plant, the more you're going to receive. And the more you sow, the greater you are going to reap. Proverbs 18:16 says, giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. Giving gifts, being a giver, can open doors. So we are an Assemblies of God church, and we have a district in Texas. We're a part of the North Texas District, Assemblies of God. 680 churches in our district. We have the district offices in Waxahachie. Our elected officials are there. All the bigwigs, the super spiritual people, the ones that wear the ties, put hairspray in their hair and wear $1,000 suits. Those kind. They're there. It's where we go for our meetings. I quickly found out over 20 years ago that if you needed something from the district office, do not call the elected officials. I found that if you needed something, don't talk to those big wig higher ups. I found out this, there's some ladies that run that office up there. There's about 12 or 15 of them, and they answer the phone, and they take the notes, and they set the appointments, and they take care of everything, and they are underpaid, and they are underappreciated. And I found out, you know what, when I go to that place, I'm just going to buy them some gifts and love on them women. Because if you want anything done in that place, it's the women that get it done. Remember that when you want something done at Bethel Assembly. Do not call me. Call K, G, or Jennifer. Just saying. So I started, there's a bakery in town there, a little bakery. It's some women that make this bakery. They do it out of their home. And so every time I would go up to the Assemblies of God office, I would go by there and I would order some cupcakes and some pastries. They have gourmet chocolate, and I would get enough for all the girls. And when I would get to the North Texas District office of the Assemblies of God, I'd go around to all the women and all the girls that make it all happen, and I would give them this. And can I tell you that today, if I want something done in the North Texas District Assemblies of God office, I can get it done in there today. Just because giving gifts, open doors, giving gifts, being a giver, God will always honor that. Proverbs 11:25 says this, the generous will prosper. Be a giver and you'll prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Let me just ask you a question. How many times, we all need to be refreshed. And when we need to be refreshed, when we live in this world and when we live in our own mind and in our own flesh, we go around seeking to receive something that will bring refreshing to us. But how many of you know the Word of God turns our thinking upside down? And the Word of God teaches us that if you want to be refreshed, don't be focused on you and what you need, and don't be looking to receive. Go and give somebody else. You will refresh them, and God will supernaturally refresh you. It turns it upside down. I want to close with a couple of scriptures. I want you to hear me on this. I want you to look at me. Look right quick. If you're a visitor here today, we don't need your money to go towards this building. It's not what I'm here for. Don't leave here because churches get a bad rap. When churches, can I just be real with y'all at 9:30 service? Sometimes we'll come to a church and we'll receive from a church and we'll take from a church and we'll get prayer and we'll get the Word of God and we'll get worship. But at the moment that the preacher gets up and says, hey, we need some help to do this, then the church will get a bad rap and you'll leave there and you'll go, all that church wants is my money. So I'm just telling you, if you come here to visit today and I'm preaching about giving and we're trying to build a building, don't leave here and say that's all Cody wants. No. That is the least of what Cody wants. Cody wants you to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And Cody wants you to be a soldier in the kingdom of God. And Cody wants you to understand the principles of giving right now and for the rest of your life. That's what I want. And so I want to tell you something today. I'm challenging all of you to give. And if you don't want to give, I'm telling you, feel no pressure from me. Feel no pressure from me. Because if you give out of pressure and you give reluctantly, I'm telling you, God's not going to honor it. And that is not the will of God. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerfully give back to the kingdom of God. I have one more passage I want to read you today. It's the greatest story of sacrificial yet cheerful giving in the entire Bible. It's the greatest story ever. It's Jesus speaking. It's Mark chapter 12, verse 41 through 44. Jesus is speaking. They're in the church, which tells us that coming and gathering in church is scriptural. Coming and gathering together with like believers is biblical. Jesus is in church and they're giving money, which tells us that giving towards the church and the storehouse is biblical. Here's how the story plays out. Mark 12, 41 through 44. And Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and he watched the people putting money in the offering box. Many rich people gave large sums of money. Verse 42, and a poor widow came and put two small copper coins in, which make up a penny. And Jesus saw this as a teaching moment, and he called his disciples, and he said to them, truly I say to you, This poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Can I tell you something today? This giving thing does not matter how much money you give. It doesn't matter how many zeros are out there. It doesn't matter how big the offering is. What matters is what's coming from your heart. And Jesus just taught those big checks, they're great. But this one little woman who put a penny in the plate, this one woman who sacrificed, that is what it's all about. She gave cheerfully. She didn't give reluctantly. She gave sacrificially. And when you and I learn to give sacrificially, and when you and I learn to give beyond what we feel like we can afford, then God will come in a supernatural way, and he'll multiply that for the glory of his name. Supernatural things. This works monetarily. This works in your marriage. This works with your children. This works with your friends. I'm going to show you some pictures, and then I'm going to get ready to close out of here today. Show you once again the pictures. You've seen them in the halls of the church out here. I want you to see this is the campus that we're going for. How many of you know, like, can we just say this right quick? Like, how many of you know, that's cool. Come on, somebody. I mean, like, that's way, way cool. A new sanctuary that will seat 650 people, an outdoor area to play, for the kids to play, to have picnics, just a great time to hang out. Men and women can come together. I want to challenge you this week to pray what God would ask you to give sacrificially. On your way out today, you're going to get some free merch. You're going to get a free t-shirt or a free cap that says, I dare you. That's our theme. I dare you. I dare you to give more than you've ever given. I dare you to sacrifice. I dare you to trust God, because we believe in it with all of our hearts. When you go outside, you're going to get this cool pamphlet. It's pretty cool. It's way cool, really. It's this. You can open it up. It's got some pictures from our baptism service, our baby dedications. It's got some pictures of things that God has done in our life. It's got some testimonies that says, Bethel changed my life. Our marriage was redeemed in this place. This place truly is my church home. This is a great little pamphlet. So get one when you go outside today, when you get your cap or your t-shirt. This explains inside of here that our vision is 1.2 million. That's what we got to have to get the sanctuary up. Our dream is 2 million. The miracle thing, that right there, go back for me one time. That's 2.5 million. That's done. And you know what I believe? I believe in 2 years we're going to have that 2.5 million paid off, and we're going to be debt free, and we're going to be filling that place up, and lives are going to be changed to the glory of Almighty God. And let me just say this right quick. Don't stop praying for somebody to come along and write a $2.5 million check. Because there are some people, can I say this? Can I say this with faith? Can I say this with a prophetic voice? There are people that are blessed by this ministry, and that are blessed by this church, and are blessed by you and by me, and they may be in this building and they may be online, but there are people out there that can take out a pen and write a check and pay that thing completely off to the glory of Almighty God. I believe God can do that. Can I hear a good amen? So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm going to ask you to pick this up. Inside this, when you pick this up with your merch, there's a little piece of paper that looks like this. Today, here's what we're asking you. Next week's going to be our big commitment day. Next week is the day we want you to take this home. We want you to pray about it this week. What am I willing to give towards this, the kingdom of God? And so this is just a little thing. I want you to fill it out next week. Next week, wear your I Dare You gear. We're all going to wear it. At the end of the service next Sunday, you're going to turn these in. Everybody's going to fill them out. We're going to add them up. We're going to celebrate. And by next Sunday night, I really believe on social media, we're going to send you out a message that says $2.5 million done, paid in full. Take this home. This is just a little chart on here to help you. Like if you say, Cody, I want to give $1,000 over the next 2 years. This little chart helps you understand, okay, well, that means about $10 a week is what you need to give if you're going to give $1,000 over 2 years. For you big givers, you say, I'm going to give $40,000 to about $415 a week over the next 2 years. I'm going to tell you, we've always tried to lead by example. I'm telling you this again today. Jennifer and I have committed to give $30,000 over the next 2 years. For some of you, that may seem like chump change, but I'm going to tell you something. That's a big chunk of mine and her annual salary. And we're not doing it because we want any glory. We're doing it because we believe that much in this. We've made up our minds that over the next 2 years, we're not going to take any family vacations. We're going to save that money to go towards this building fund because we believe, and I'm not going to buy any new shirts in the next 2 years. Shut up, man. Who said that? The reason I have to buy new shirts is because I wear them one time and one of my two knuckleheaded boys then steals them out of my closet and puts it in their closet. I may wear this shirt every week for the next 2 years. I'm not going to wash it. I'll just take a shower in it outside. Next week, we're going to ask you to take this home, pray, and commit something next week, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, cheerfully. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Conrad, come help me close. Maybe just we run out of time, so let's just come play for me something. Conrad, please. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Let me remind you once again, next week is big commitment day, and next week is not a big offering day. We're going to do a big offering day at the end of the summer. We're going to give you an opportunity to not buy coffee. We're going to give your kids an opportunity to give up a snow cone at the swimming pool, something over the summer, save money, and we're going to have a big offering, a big pile up, a big give day. Next Sunday, it's a commitment. What am I going to sacrifice to give over the next 2 years? What do I need to say? Is something else I need to say? Help me out here, honey. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. One more thing and I'll be done. You should have found one of these in your seats. This is an invite to a meal, an appreciation meal that we're going to be putting on for you next Saturday night. Next Saturday night, we're going to have a little more time. We want to come hang out. We want to celebrate relationship. We're going to be cooking fajitas, chicken fajitas, and beef fajitas for every one of you, whoever wants to come. It's at the Pinnock Hughes Building in Stanford. It's a really cool, old, historic building. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to get to hang out. We're going to talk. We're going to celebrate. So we want to invite you to come to this. If you're here and you're getting this, we invite you to come. But here's what I really, really need you to do. You got to RSVP. I don't need you to. You got to RSVP by Tuesday. Because we have to buy, the guy that's cooking has to buy groceries by Tuesday. So if you would, if you're willing and you want to come next Saturday and hang out, take out your smartphone and scan that QR code and just go ahead and do it now. If you say, Cody, I can't do it now, I got to look and check my calendar, take this home and scan this QR code. But we really need to know, we got to know by Tuesday, and we hope that you can come hang out with us and we're going to talk more about what we need moving forward. So stand on your feet. Is that good, Tubby? Help me, seriously. I'm not good at this. No, sorry. I need your help, but no, I reject that part. Ah. 1.2 will get us in. 2.5 is the dream. It's the whole thing. Thank you for giving. Let me just tell you, let's pray, and then we're going to close. Cole's going to come up here and give us a few announcements and give out candy to your kids. But thank you, Father, for being a giving Father. Because you loved us so much while we were in our sin and while we were messed up that you gave your only begotten Son. And through your giving, Lord, we have been redeemed, changed in our life. Is much better. Our eternal future has changed because you gave, not because of anything that we did. So, Lord, freely we have received, freely we want to give back, Lord. Lord, let this be a principle and speak to our hearts and our minds about everyday life for the rest of our life, to just be givers and not takers, because giving brings fulfillment and satisfaction. Lord, you know the needs. You know the struggles where we're at with this building, Lord. I pray you would move on the hearts and the lives of men and women to give sacrificially, give abundantly. And Lord, I just pray that we'd be like Moses when they were trying to build the temple in the old days and the people brought so much, Moses had to say, stop giving, we've got enough. I believe that, Lord. We look forward to what you're going to do in our generation and the other generations to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Come on, put your hands together, give the Lord some love, and you can be seated.
All right, Bethel, y'all put your hands together for all the visitors.